Why young men are particularly susceptible to right-wing populism, an analysis of the gender gap. A key element of this international alliance was embodied by Kirk himself. According to a recent NBC News poll, 47% of Generation Z men support Trump's leadership style, compared to only 26% of women. This is the largest gender gap among all age groups. Populist nationalist parties in Germany, France, and Spain all enjoy strong support from young men. This is especially true in Spain, where the populist nationalist party Vox is the top choice among men under 25. A global phenomenon, young men and right-wing populism. The above figures paint a clear picture. Young white men support right-wing populist politicians and parties significantly more often than their female peers. This pattern is evident both in the USA and in Europe. For example, an NBC News poll of young adults found that nearly half of male Gen Z voters view Donald Trump positively, while only about a quarter of women of the same age do so. NBC News/SurveyMonkey poll 2023/25. No other age group shows such a large gender gap. Similarly, alarming trends are seen in Europe. According to a recent study, the proportion of young men, Generation Z and millennials, supporting right-wing populist parties reached over 21% in 2024, compared to only 14% of young women. Journal of European Public Policy, 2025. This gender gap among young voters is considered a new generation-specific phenomenon, and it could have significant consequences for the future of Western democracies. Country-specific data also support this trend. In Spain, for example, the right-wing populist party Vox has deliberately built a young following with success. Recent polls show that Vox is now the most popular party among young voters. Among 18 to 24-year-olds, Vox leads with around 27%, Electoral Research Spain, El País. Young men in particular are driving this development. According to polls, Vox is the top choice among Spanish men under 25, far ahead of the established parties. A similar picture emerges in Germany. In the 2024 European elections and state elections, in eastern Germany, the AfD achieved record results among young men. In Thuringia, for example, 38% of men aged 18 to 24 voted for the AfD, compared to 27% of women in the same age group, DIW Berlin, Electoral Research Germany. No other age cohort shows such a strong gender difference in voting behavior as those under 25. These examples make it clear. The gender gap in right-wing populism is real and can be observed worldwide. Causes of the gender gap in right-wing populism. So what explains this striking gap between young men and women? A whole bundle of factors contributes to it. Socioeconomic changes play an important role. Many Western societies are experiencing a structural transformation in which traditional industries are shrinking and new demands for education and flexibility are emerging. Young men often feel like losers in this modernization. In fact, young women today have, on average, higher educational qualifications and better grades, which improves their career prospects. Feminist Majority Foundation, Pew Research Center. In the USA, for example, 47% of women aged 25 to 34 have a bachelor's degree, but only 37% of men, Pew Research Center. Similar developments are seen in Europe. This advantage for women can cause insecurity and fears about the future among some young men. They sometimes experience women's progress as a zero-sum game that diminishes their own prospects. Economic fears of decline, due to labor market changes, insecure jobs, or regional lack of prospects, often hit young men hard and can lead to dissatisfaction and protest voting. Journal of European Public Policy, 2025, Germany, DIW Berlin. Research on authoritarianism and deprivation theories indicates that perceived disadvantage and fear of social decline increase susceptibility to anti-democratic, populist views. In short, many young men are looking for an outlet for their frustration over economic and social changes, and often find it with right-wing populists who offer scapegoats and promise a return to the old days. There are also cultural and psychological factors. The so-called cultural backlash theory. Norris Engelhardt describes the rise of populism as a reaction against progressive social values. While many young women identify with liberal ideas such as equality, diversity, and wokeness, some young men feel more alienated by these trends. Studies suggest that value changes and new gender norms trigger different emotions. They empower many young women, but cause insecurity and the feeling of losing their traditional role among some young men. Journal of European Public Policy, 2025. In Western democracies, the political self-positioning of the genders is diverging more and more. Young women tend to lean more toward the left, progressive spectrum, while young men are disproportionately found in the conservative right-wing populist camp. Germany, DIW Berlin. Journal of European Public Policy. In addition, personality studies show that men, on average, score higher in social dominance orientation and authoritarianism, traits associated with susceptibility to right-wing populist and authoritarian messages. In short, the gender gap in right-wing populism is fueled by the interplay of economic upheaval, perceived loss of status, and a cultural backlash against liberal values. Longing for traditional roles and order. Another key factor is the longing for stable traditional role models, which right-wing populist movements skillfully cater to. Many of these movements promote a vision of society in which men can be men again. Strong, protective, dominant, and classic ideals of masculinity are valued. In a changing world, the promise of clear roles and old hierarchies exerts considerable appeal for some young men. Right-wing populists like Donald Trump deliberately present themselves as strong leaders with seemingly simple solutions and promise the restoration of law and order, a promise of order and clarity that can provide support especially for insecure young men. In Europe, parties like Spain's Vox or Germany's AfD pursue an explicitly anti-feminist agenda. They rail against equality policies, gender ideology, and progressive family models. Vox politicians have even dismissed the concerns of the women's movement, from equality to protection against gender-based violence, as mere myth. Süddeutsche Zeitung. Such statements signal to traditional young men, your idea of real men and women is defended here. The appeal of traditional role models is closely linked to identity. Young men who feel disoriented or even devalued in a modern equality-oriented society seek a positive self-image as men. Right-wing populist actors offer this, either explicitly by invoking the proud patriot and breadwinner, or implicitly through policies that promote classic family models, women back to the stove, men as protectors and earners. This backward-looking approach acts as a promise of stability in uncertain times. Authoritarian attitudes, the desire for clear authorities, strict norms, and homogeneity also play a role. In research, this is discussed as protective masculinity. The need of some men to secure their social position by reverting to traditional power roles. Right-wing populists exploit this need by conveying the feeling that masculinity must once again be valued and defended against supposedly excessive woke culture and feminism. In this way, the longing for a clear male role is politically channeled. Anti-woke influencers and digital masculinity images. This development is further reinforced by the dynamics of social media and new images of masculinity on the internet. Platforms like YouTube, TikTok, or relevant forums have produced a generation of young men who get their information about politics and society online, often outside of traditional media. In these digital spaces, a subculture of so-called manfluencers flourishes, i.e. male influencers who promote a hyper-masculine, anti-woke worldview, Süddeutsche Zeitung. They present themselves as rebels against political correctness and feminist re-education, and preach a return to supposedly natural gender roles. Whether it's a provocative YouTube commentator or a self-proclaimed men's coach on Instagram, their messages, be an alpha male, don't let woke culture tell you what to do. Women want dominant men, resonate with many young men. The algorithms of social networks also help spread these messages. Anyone who consumes content that is anti-feminist or right-leaning is quickly suggested even more extreme videos and posts. This creates an echo chamber effect. Young men move in online communities where misogyny, homophobia, and xenophobia are sometimes normalized and celebrated. This online milieu overlaps ideologically with right-wing populism. Figures like Andrew Tate, a prominent influencer who preaches aggressive chauvinism and contempt for weak or woke values, are global role models for a new reactionary masculinity. Such role models glorify a ruthless and uncompromising type of man and provide young men with ready-made enemies. Women who demand equality are said to talk men down. Migrants and minorities are said to disturb the order. Left-wing social justice warriors are said to suppress freedom. These narratives seamlessly enter the programs of right-wing populist parties, which, for example, rail against gender madness or political correctness. Social media acts as an accelerator. Right-wing populist politicians and movements deliberately use TikTok, Instagram, and co. to reach young people with pointed messages and simplified memes, Süddeutsche Zeitung. The result is a veritable digital recruitment of young men for the populist cause, often under the guise of lifestyle, humor, or breaking taboos, which masks the actual ideology. Consequences for democracy and equality. The growing support for right-wing populism among young men does not come without consequences, neither for democratic discourse nor for social equality. On the one hand, there is a risk of increased gender polarization in political issues. If young women predominantly represent progressive values, and young men, on the other hand, disproportionately hold nationalist populist views, a deep cultural divide emerges. Political discussions are increasingly shifting into gender homogeneous spaces. Here, the feminist youth movements. There, the masculine anti-woke communities. Constructive dialogue becomes more difficult as the two sides increasingly see each other as opponents. Surveys already show that political attitudes are becoming a decisive criterion for many young people in friendships and partnerships. The gender war is not a dystopian fantasy, but already a reality in some respects. On the other hand, this trend threatens the progress of equality. Right-wing populist parties are deliberately mobilizing against feminist achievements and minority rights. If they succeed in gaining influence through the support of young men, key rights of women and marginalized groups could be put at risk. This is already evident in countries where such forces are in government. In Spain, for example, the women's movement feared that a strong showing by Vox could set back strict laws against gender-based violence and equality policies. Der Spiegel, the same applies in Germany. If the AfD, supported by young male voters, gains political weight, a party would come to power that openly opposes gender mainstreaming, diversity, and a liberal civil society. Democratic discourse also suffers when a vocal group of young men increasingly adopts confrontational, anti-pluralist rhetoric. Right-wing populists foster a climate of simplification and hostility toward the media, science, and political opponents. Trust in democratic institutions can erode when conspiracy myths and hate messages, often born in the aforementioned online networks, spill over into the mainstream. In the long term, researchers warn that this development could lead to a sustained shift to the right. Young generations shape the future with their current attitudes. If a significant proportion of young men permanently settle into an anti-democratic, anti-egalitarian worldview, there is a risk of a gradual erosion of liberal democracies. The aforementioned study from Europe predicts that the continued influx of young men into right-wing populism increases the risk of democratic backsliding. Journal of European Public Policy, 2025. This is because political attitudes formed in youth often last a lifetime. At the same time, a generation of young women is growing up who are better educated, more emancipated, and more politically active than ever before. The potential for conflict, but also for social change, is enormous. Conclusion: the gender-specific difference in support for right-wing populist movements among young people is a complex phenomenon. Economic insecurity, cultural backlash, identity-driven longings, and the power of social media together create a dangerous mix that drives young men in particular into the arms of populism. From a democratic theory perspective, this development is worrying. It demands answers, education and awareness raising that sensitizes both boys and girls to the mechanisms of online radicalization, economic and social policies that prevent young men from feeling like losers of modernization, and dialogue formats that build bridges between the genders before a divide manifests that splits our society. Only on a fact-based foundation, beyond polemics and scaremongering, can this phenomenon be understood and addressed. One thing is clear: the masculinity crisis in the shadow of right-wing populism affects us all, and the answers to it will help determine how democratic, equal, and united our future will be.